Planet 105.1. It's the best morning show on the planet with Colleen and Buckner and Wendell from Survivor Ghost Island. We're so, cool. So glad you're hanging out with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk more about your furniture company that you have called Beeve. How does somebody look that up?
Okay, so I'd say go to our Instagram page if you're on Instagram, at Beeve Unlimited, B-E-V-E Unlimited. You can check us out on Facebook, Beeve Unlimited, and we're also on Twitter, but we don't tweet much.
You have another passion with basketball and working with children, and you're headed to Jamaica pretty soon.
Yes. So I've played basketball all my life, and I've tried to mentor kids and, you know, give back as best I could, whether it's speaking in schools or wherever. And about 5 years ago, some of my friends reached out to me and told me to come down to this basketball camp that they throw in Jamaica, and they'd been throwing it for like 3 years prior, and they finally invited me down. So this will be my fifth year, and we go to Treasure Beach, Jamaica, and there's this sports park there called Breds, B-R-E-D-S, and we throw this week-long basketball camp there.
Wow.
We provide the kids with sneakers, shorts, shirts, food for the week, classes, and it's not just a basketball camp. You know, these kids learn these life lessons. Basketball is not a huge thing in Jamaica, but we're bringing it to this small community, and now there's like 600-700 kids that come there. We see them year after year. They're getting better at basketball. The first year, these guys built the court. Like, the coaches went down and physically built this basketball court, and now there's a bunch of courts down there, and it's wonderful.
That is awesome. A really cool experience. How great that you can follow those passions, and, you know, hopefully survivors set you up a little bit to be able to keep doing those kinds of things. And, you know, kind of a last thing before we let you go out of here today. Again, we so appreciate you being here on Planet 105.1. What was the biggest lesson you learned your time on Survivor? Like, what did you take home with you?
When I was out there, I had been away from my family for other things. You know, I've been to college, I've been to summer camps and whatnot. But when I was at those places, I was able to phone or message or text or FaceTime.
They weren't that far away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas when I was out there on the island, I had no communication with them, and I missed them dearly. You know, I truly understood how much I love my family. I love my brand new niece and nephew. My little sister had twins 2 years ago. And I missed my family. I just realized how important family is to you, and also how, you know, you don't know what could happen. So I made sure to spend a lot of time with my family when I got back home, and I still do all the time I'm with them.
That's awesome.
What a great lesson to take away with you. Well, Wendell, thank you for coming in. Thanks for being with us. And it's been so fun to visit with you. And it's Colleen and Buckner, best morning show on the planet.
You know it.